This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your radio show for December 2015. How did classical music play a part of Henry David Thoreau's life as an author, poet, naturalist, philosopher, abolitionist, historian, surveyor, educator, and musician? And what musical instrument did he play? Henry Thoreau's father, John, played the flute and passed his joy of playing the flute on to his son, Henry. Music was an important part of the Thoreau family's life. Henry would play flute with his sister Sophia on piano and his father on flute. Louise May Alcott, the author of Little Women, was one of Henry Thoreau's students at his school. She was 7 years old at the time, and Henry Thoreau was 23. Louise May Alcott wrote in her book Moods about Thoreau's classroom in the woods, where he taught his students about birds, flowers, deer tracks, showing them a fox den, how he fed a chipmunk out of his hand, and how to gather lichens. She also wrote how Thoreau would take his students on a history lesson on his boat, the Musketaquid, floating down the Sudbury and Assabet rivers, passing the American Revolutionary battlefields where, quote, Thoreau explained how the farmers had defended themselves against the redcoats. Henry Thoreau would play his flute for his students. Louise May Alcott wrote a poem called Thoreau's Flute on hearing of his passing. Henry was a lifelong flutist who played his flute in the woods, on his walks, and on his travels on his boat, the Musketaquid. He also enjoyed dancing and singing. When the Concord Battle Monument was being dedicated, Henry Thoreau sang in the choir. His favorite piece was a song called Tom Bowling. Henry David Thoreau said, "When I hear music, I fear no danger. I am invulnerable. I see no foe. I am related to the earliest times and to the latest."